Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen's in the morning now, 8:49 on KNSS. Now, three big things.
Three.
Chicago teachers vote to strike. 300,000 students affected.
Two.
Police looking for a man who robbed a bank in East Wichita, the Fidelity branch at 21st and Rock.
One.
Sedgwick County Commission approves $2.6 million in additional funding for the Sheriff's Department. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some heavy traffic right now on K96, and that heavy traffic on K96 is from the I-135 over to Hillside. So, again, on K96 from 135 over to Hillside. So, there we go. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
All right, sunny today with a high of 72 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 53. Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 76. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 9 miles per hour and 43 degrees. 8:50, Stephen Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning on the Glenn Beck program, you're going to look at the federal debt up to $1.2 trillion. And
oh, is that all?
Bill O'Reilly's going to be in for some news of the week.
Oh, that'll be good.
Tonight. And we do have some information coming out about Lindy Wells. Apparently he is a supposed write-in candidate.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to make an announcement at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
As what his plans might be. So we look forward to finding out about that. New study suggests steroid injections for arthritis may have some risks.
This is House Call for Health. A common treatment for osteoarthritis may do more harm than good. That's the conclusion of a report in the journal Radiology. It's estimated that 30 million Americans suffer from osteoarthritis. The joint pain can be severe, especially in the knees and hips. According to the Arthritis Foundation, thousands of patients receive injections of corticosteroids to ease the pain. The shot is covered by most insurance, and it usually works. But this new study says those injections are not as safe as previously thought. Researchers found that corticosteroid shots in the hips and knees actually make the arthritis worse, increasing the pain over time and moving up the time frame when patients seek out joint replacement surgery. Researchers aren't sure why, but they recommend that injections should be limited to no more than once every 3 months. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
U.S. home building fell last month, driven by a sharp decline in the construction of new apartments. Commerce Department said today that housing starts dropped 9.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.26 million. The construction of new apartments plunged 28.3% to an annual pace of 327,000. On a brighter note, single-family home building ticked up 0.3% to an annual rate of 918,000. Single-family construction typically creates more jobs than apartment units. Stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street Wednesday as losses for technology and energy companies offset gains in other sectors. The S&P slipped 5 points, the Dow fell 22 points, and the NASDAQ fell 24 points. Federal Communications Commission has approved the $26.5 billion combination of wireless carriers Sprint and T-Mobile on a 3-2 party line vote. State attorneys general are still contesting the deal, saying it's bad for competition. The companies won't merge while the litigation persists. The Republican FCC chairman says the deal's conditions will improve internet access, while Democrat commissioners say it means higher prices for consumers. Now some business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Unpredictable schedules can be brutal for hourly workers, upending their lives. New research shows that African Americans, Hispanics, and other minorities, particularly women, are much more likely to be assigned irregular schedules, and that the harmful repercussions are felt not just by the workers, but also by their families. Findings come from continuing surveys of 30,000 hourly workers by the Shift Project at the University of California. It's been a week since Lindy Wells said he would give serious consideration to the possibility of campaigning as a write-in candidate for Wichita mayor, but he's been quiet ever since. Wells hasn't returned requests for comment, and neither has the Wichita businessman who initially launched the grassroots effort to convince Wells to consider the campaign. Regardless, Wells had better decide fast because advance ballots were mailed Wednesday, and the mayoral election between challenger Brandon Whipple and incumbent Jeff Longwell is November 5th. And if you heard us just a minute ago, Mr. Wells plans to make an announcement of some sort at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
On what he's going to do about that. So the decision is going to be made. A small team of researchers at Wichita State University suspect there are entrepreneurs in Wichita representing diverse minority groups that have traditionally been underrepresented and unrecognized. A survey they hope will help shed some light on those business owners. We need to start looking at the next generation, says Jay Price, a professor of history at WSU. What does the business community look like in the future? There you go. Some business news this morning. Wichita Business Journal here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, Ted, today is we're celebrating National Pasta Day. Gosh, you and I probably celebrate that more than once.
I never get tired of it.
Yeah.
I know some people do, but I'm not in that category.
Yeah, I am. I love spaghetti. I'll tell you, my wife and I, when we first got married, she came up with she had a friend who gave her a recipe for spaghetti sauce. In those days, they really didn't have all these jars of the pre-packaged. You kind of had to make it on out of your tomatoes and all that. So she made her own. And that sauce she used also in her homemade pizza. Outstanding.
Maybe, to be honest, I don't really like pasta. But I do like the sauces creams and things that go on it.
Well, you're a guy who likes the Alfredo. I'm not a big...
The pasta just is a conveyance.
I'm not a big fan of the Alfredo, but you are an Alfredo.
Ooh, I love a good Alfredo.
Yeah.
Mm.
I like the reds. And maybe some sausage on there, huh?
Mm.
I'm making myself hungry right now.
I know.
And I'm making you hungry as well. All right. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the news was the KNSS. Going to talk about that Chicago's teachers going on strike today. They're going to idle about 25,000 teachers and impact 300,000 students and their families. Chicago strike.
Wow.
That's coming up. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita, 43 degrees.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.